Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Estamos de vuelta, amigos, con el show de Gloria Cárdenas, como todos los sábados temprano acá en La Grande. 801-656-9605. Para que hagan una cita con Gloria, FA Immigration en Twitter y también en Instagram. Hoy hablando acerca de quién es o quién puede convertirse en un cargo para el gobierno, una carga pública. ¿Cuál es el criterio que están teniendo los consulados de los Estados Unidos fuera de este país? En México, en Guatemala, en Sudamérica, en cualquier país. ¿Cuál es el criterio que están teniendo para determinar si usted está haciendo el proceso de emigrar hacia este país, va a ser una carga pública?
So, the officer is going to look at the applicant, right? Mm-hmm. So the officer will look at the, there's five factors. The age of the applicant.
Okay.
The health of the applicant. The family status of the applicant. The assets and resources and financial status.
Wow.
And the education and skills of the applicant, the one that is seeking the immigrant visa.
Ahora, el criterio que va a tener el cónsul cuando usted tenga la entrevista allá en el consulado son los siguientes, para darse cuenta de que si usted, o asegurarse de que usted no va a ser una carga pública para este gobierno: la edad, la salud, el estatus de la familia para que está haciendo la petición, los assets o los recursos financieros que usted tenga, y la educación y habilidades que usted tenga. It's going to be so hard.
Well, it's you know, there's only a certain amount of cases that are being red flagged, and we're going to get to that.
Okay.
But generally, people like I send out, I've already vetted them for all of these issues. So your lawyer needs to make sure that he or she looks closely at your situation so that you're prepared when you leave the country. And what is critical is the new thing is the affidavit of support. Let's say that is the form that you put in. Someone, your sponsor puts in and says, here's my taxes. I will be legally liable, you know, for this person if they become a public charge. In years past, that was all you needed, the affidavit of support. Somebody who was a sponsor or
it.
Maybe a co-sponsor who would put their taxes in, would sign a contract, which is the affidavit of support that is a binding contract for the government and them saying, if this person becomes a public charge, I can be legally liable, financially responsible for this person. It used to be just putting those documents in, a sponsor or a co-sponsor, was enough. But now we're seeing this shift. It is only a factor. Does that make sense? It's only one factor plus the five totality of the circumstance factors.
Muy bien. Y dice Gloria que en el pasado, simplemente con el affidavit de support del co-sponsor o del sponsor era suficiente, que básicamente era la declaración de impuestos del co-sponsor o del sponsor y un documento donde firmaba y se comprometía que si la persona que estaba patrocinando se convertía en una carga pública, él legalmente se haría responsable financieramente de esta persona. Pero ahora lo que está cambiando es uno de los puntos que se ha convertido en cinco más, que básicamente van a ser factores a la hora de la decisión si usted se va a convertir o pudiera llegar a ser una carga pública.
So in many years past, let's say someone goes to the interview in Ciudad Juárez and the officer has some questions about, oh, look at this affidavit of support. Where do you work? And there's questions. Oftentimes, the officer will issue a refusal which is a 221G refusal. 221G refusal, which is not making you found, it's not a determination that you're inadmissible because you're a public charge. It's just basically what the officer is saying is, I'm refusing to give you the immigrant visa right now. You need to provide me more documents. So that's not a denial of your visa. So in years past, if there was any issue with related to your affidavit of support, the consulate officer would say, you know what, I think we need more documentation about your job or your dependents. So we're going to issue this refusal. And they give you this 221G refusal letter, and they say, come back or submit. You have a certain amount of period of time to submit additional documents. Now, that's not a great thing, but it's not a determination that your visa is denied. So in years past, we were seeing that as routinely issued. People would leave in, and they would say, oh, geez, I got, you know, 60 days or I got 50 days or I have a year to produce this, these other documents, or find a different co-sponsor or someone that would fit the requirements for the consulate to approve my visa. But things have changed now, and that's where we're going to focus right now after this little break, about what is happening now at the consulates. Are they giving the person the refusal, or are they actually making a determination to deny, right, to find there. Inadmissible because you're a public charge, and what that will do to somebody and what is going to be required?
Muy bien, y aquí vamos a, con la traducción. En el pasado, dice Gloria, era muy típico que si la información que se presentaba al momento de la entrevista no era suficiente, el cónsul le diera una 221G, una refutación, lo cual básicamente decía que estaba pidiendo más documentos o quería más documentación para aprobar su visa de inmigrante. En ese caso le daban un tiempo para que usted recolectara o colectara, mejor dicho, esta nueva información y usted la presentara. Eso era en el pasado, ahora esto ha cambiado y es lo que vamos a hablar, dice Gloria, cuando volvamos de este pequeño corte. ¿Qué es lo que está pasando? Si le siguen dando la 221G refusal o si están negándole básicamente ahí en el momento su aplicación o su visa de inmigrante.
Right, and because remember something, when you file the affidavit of support and everything, you send that to the National Visa Center. That Visa Center is not flagging these issues. Do you know what I'm saying? They're accepting the application, the affidavit of support, and if it looks good, in other words, if the tax returns are attached and the W-2s are attached, they're forwarding it on to the consulate. You don't necessarily know if there's going to be an issue until you actually go to the interview, and that's where a good lawyer can prepare you if the lawyer thinks you might be flagged for okay. A possible inadmissibility because of a public charge, the lawyer can be prepared and the applicant can be prepared to submit documents at the time of the interview and not get surprised by either a refusal or, worst case, a denial of your visa.
Y dice Gloria que cuando usted está haciendo el proceso y llena el affidavit de support, todo esto y la información de los taxis, todo esto se manda al Centro Nacional de Visas de este país, que luego simplemente se encarga de revisar de que los documentos estén completos, pero no analizan cada caso para ver si puede haber ahí una bandera roja o puede haber un caso de determinación. Cuando usted esté en la entrevista en el consulado, frente al cónsul, pueda haber problemas. Y por eso es que dice Gloria que un buen abogado de inmigración puede prepararlo a usted para, por si se presenta un caso de estos, para ver que usted reciba una 221G refusal o en la situación actual, en el peor de los casos, que usted no sea negada su visa por inadmisibilidad a este país, porque usted pudiera convertirse en un cargo público. Interesante. Como siempre, lo que Gloria nos trae, ¿qué está pasando en los consulados? ¿Qué está pasando allá en Ciudad Juárez? Allá en Bogotá, Colombia, en El Salvador, con esta situación de la inadmisibilidad. ¿Por qué lo pueden considerar usted como inadmisible para este país? ¿Por qué pueden considerar lo que usted llegase o pudiera llegar a ser una carga pública? Hablamos de esto a la vuelta. 801-656-9605. 801-656-9605. El teléfono de Gloria Cárdenas. We'll be right back.